Efforts to undo the youth in training wage have been ongoing since it was instituted. That provision allows employers to pay workers under 18 or those less than 3 months on the job 50 cents less than the minimum wage. State Representative Kim Williams started working to undo this legislation in 2019, but saw pushback from Democratic colleagues until this year. State Senator Jack Walsh, the bill's sponsor in the Senate, says the lower wage was immoral and discriminatory.
The minimum wage should be just that, the minimum wage, and not a sub-minimum wage. All of our workers work hard, our Delaware workers work hard each and every day, and they deserve a fair day's pay for a fair day's work.
Proponents of the bill argue the youth and training wage hurts young workers trying to support their families, and preys on seasonal workers, who may work less than 3 months at a time, and thus are always paid below minimum wage. Senate Republicans say the bill was passed back in 2018 as part of budget negotiations and may wait for the last minimum wage increase in the state. Walsh disputes that and says Republicans forced their hand on the youth and training wage in order to get the bond bill passed in the late hours of the final day of session. The bill now heads to Governor Carney's desk. Roman Battaglia, Delaware Public Media.